Good afternoon, everyone. It's Terry Dwayne Ashford, and we are bringing you updates on the election on today, it's Saturday. It's about 1:35, and we want to give a congratulations to Vice President Joe Biden, who is now our president-elect until inauguration. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford, giving a congratulations to the results of the presidential election of 2020. I want to say thank you guys so much for listening to Blabber News on broadcast. I'm him. I'm in the car. See, that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford. In addition to the presidential election, that's not all we need to be looking at when it comes to the 2020 election. We've also gathered for you information on the House of Representatives seats, as well as the Senate representatives seats. You know, it's the House of Representatives and the Senate and the Congress that makes a difference whether that president is effective in getting all of his initiatives passed, flowing through the system smoothly. It's so important that the House of Representatives as well as the Senate is in order and stick with them. And what makes a difference in terms of that is the partisan. It's the parties which has control of the houses. House of Representatives currently is 4 seats away from having that house under the control of the Democrats. Currently, at 1:35 p.m., the House of Representatives seats are filled with 214 Democrats. And 195. It takes 218 in order to have a majority of that particular House of that particular side of Congress. Because there are two sides to Congress. There's the House of Representatives and there is the Senate House also. We're going to give you more information on the seat count for the Senate soon. Again, 214 Democrats. In the House of Representatives, currently at this time, it's 195 that's been voted back in. We're now going to give you more information in a few short moments from Blabber News on broadcast with Terry Dwayne Ashford. More information on Senate seats coming up shortly. Okay, guys, it's Terry Dwayne Ashford, and we're back here with you from Blabber News on broadcast, giving you an update on the Senate seats. Terms of the Congress and how the Congress is going to work with the new president, President Biden. Congratulations again to you. We've given you the House results where 214 of those seats have already been designated to Democrats and 195 have been designated to House Republicans. In order to have a majority in the House of Representatives, you have to have, the party has to have 218 seats. Well, now some people have thought that it would be kind of inefficient for both houses to be in the same party as the president, because it makes it really easy for the president to get things through, getting a bill passed, for instance. Very easy when we have all Democrat. We have Democrat-controlled House, Democrat-controlled Senate, and Democrat president. Sometimes it can be really easy. So for that reason, some politicians seem to like it when one House is under the control of one party and the other one is under the control of the other one. So give a balance, a nice balance there. It's needed. Well, we now know that the House of Representatives may very well go to Democrats, 214 over 195 seats in the House of Republican. Well, now let's look at the Senate, House of Senate. We have currently at this particular time all the ballots been counted. Looks like we have 48 going to Republicans and 46 going right now to Democrat. In order to have a majority in the House of Senate, the party must have at least 51 seats, must hold at least 51 seats. So it appears that the Congress, the House of Senate may go to the Republicans, and the House of Representatives may go to the Democrats. President Biden is a Democrat. Hey all, it's Terry Dwayne Ashford here from Blabber News on Broadcast. You're listening to Straight Now News on Politics. As we report for you, we're currently right now in the Rock Creek Park area. We're doing some reporting out there, giving our new president, upcoming president, congratulations. Congratulations from Blabber News on Broadcast, Straight Now News Report. From the in the car seat, that guy closing out this afternoon report. Updates. Congratulations to President-elect Joe Biden. Congratulations to all of the winners and the losers in the democratic process. It's very, very important that we understand what democracy is, what it stands for. The ability and the right to vote. My gosh. So, so important. So we're going to go ahead and give you an update one more time and then we're closing out. House of Republicans, House of Representatives currently has 195 Republicans taking their seats and 214 with 218 being the threshold for having the majority of that particular house. House of the Senate has currently 48 going to the Republicans and 46 going to the Democrats with 51, the count of 51 as the threshold. Have a majority of the House of Senate. And currently, we're waiting for some states to finish their counting, and then we are rocking and rolling. I'm Terry Ashford. Blabber News on Broadcast, bringing you Street Now News on politics. In the car, see that guy.